the precepts of the Church. Everybody is convinced of the importance of keeping the law. In sports, for example, cheating, not abiding by the rules of the game, makes it impossible to play. Not keeping traffic rules is the cause of many accidents and the loss of human lives. After studying the Ten Commandments, we know that the most important law is God's law. As Jesus told the rich young man, "If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." To make it easy to fulfill God's commandments, the Church has established some obligations for Christians called the precepts of the Church. Christ gave authority to the Church to govern the faithful, and her maternal love leads her to point out God's will in greater detail, so as to help us to go to heaven. This is the Church's definitive mission. Jesus Christ founded the Church for our salvation. Studying the Creed, we have already seen that Jesus Christ came to this world to redeem us and to give us divine life. He founded the Church in order to continue his redeeming work and to lead us to salvation. Jesus chose Peter and the other apostles to govern the Church and to transmit their powers to their successors, the Pope and the bishops. These powers include teaching the Lord's doctrine, sanctifying through the sacraments, and governing with laws that bind in conscience. The Church and the power to enact laws. Christ certainly gave the Church power to govern, since he sent out the apostles and their successors to the whole world to preach the gospel, baptizing and teaching them to keep all that he had taught. "Anyone who listens to you listens to me. As the Father sent me, so am I sending you." It is by virtue of this authority that the Church can enact laws and decrees. The five precepts of the Church deserve special consideration. The raison d'etre of the precepts of the Church. The precepts of the Church are a token of her love for her children, because her only intention in enacting these obligations is to help us to keep God's commandments. The Church knows that it might be difficult to keep God's will, so she teaches us some obligations that guarantee the way of our salvation. The five precepts. You shall attend Mass on Sundays and holy days of obligation. This precept binds, under pain of mortal sin, every faithful who has reached use of reason, that is, 7 years of age. With this precept, the Church specifies and makes it easier to fulfill the third commandment of God's law. It also helps us understand the importance of Mass and encourages us to attend it often. You shall confess your sins at least once a year when in danger of death and in order to receive Holy Communion. At 7 years of age, man reaches the use of reason and can commit mortal sins. That is why this precept obliges us to go to confession from one's 7th birthday onwards at least once a year. But in the case of mortal sin, it is necessary to go to confession before receiving Holy Communion. And it is advisable to go often to confession in order to be able to overcome temptations. It is especially urgent to go to confession in danger of death. It would be inconceivable to stand before God's judgment being in mortal sin. It would mean hell. You shall humbly receive your Creator in Holy Communion at least during the Easter season. The Eucharist is a mystery of faith and love that we will never fully understand. But from the age of reason, we can understand its importance. The Church fixes the age of reason as the age at which this precept begins to oblige. Though the Church wishes us to receive Holy Communion frequently, it stipulates as a minimum to receive once every year. This precept also helps us keep the third commandment of God's law. You shall observe the prescribed days of fasting and abstinence. Every Christian has to identify himself with Christ and cannot lead the life of a pagan, giving free rein to his appetites. A Christian has to offer up some sacrifice. And to be sure, he does not forget to do so. The Church prescribes some small mortification in meals on specific days during the year. Days of abstinence from meat are Fridays during Lent if they do not coincide with a feast. Days of fasting and abstinence are Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. Days of penance are also all Fridays of the year that do not coincide with a feast. But the abstinence from meat prescribed by the precept can be freely substituted by each faithful with any other form of penance recommended by the Church. For example, attending Mass, offering up one's work, alms. Abstinence is compulsory after one's 14th birthday. Fasting is compulsory from the age of 21 to 59. You shall provide for the material needs of the Church. The Church is our mother, and she is concerned for the needs of her children, both material and spiritual. That is why she requires prayers, sacrifices, and alms from her children. With the alms, she is able to help the needy, the poor, the missions, the seminaries. This material help that the faithful are bound to offer also assists the dignity of the worship. Buildings, sacred vessels, liturgical vestments, etc. Resolutions for Christian life. Learn by heart the precepts of the Church. Pray every day for the needs of the Church, asking especially for the Pope, the bishops, and the priests.